traffic.
7 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. It is the next to last day of 2013. Is that one of those really silly statements to be making? You know how I get annoyed at people who come up with things that are really silly, that
hey,
are obvious?
It was Christmas Eve Eve. It's now New Year's Eve Eve.
I can't even hear you. I don't know what's going on. Can you hear? Kenny, how are you hearing
things? I haven't touched anything, Doug.
I know, yeah.
Congratulations. There's an inside joke to that I'm not going to bother to explain. It's a nice, clear day in the east, the northeast. Had a lot of rain yesterday, foul weather over part of the weekend. That's one of the reasons that I sort of wanted to highlight, and Kenny's done a good job of this, both at facebook.com/Good Day Show and at DougSteffen.com, the first pictures of Georgette's cross-country trip. What do we have for comments? Any go get them, girl? The thing that makes this a wonderful trip for us to follow, a great American trip, is because as the connection to the farm becomes more clear, you see pictures of her. I gave her the smaller trailer that I had. We used to carry 4 or 5 cows around in. As I have a large one that carries, it's a 38-footer, so it carries, let's see, how many cows? I think, depends on the size of cows. I can get sometimes 18 cows into that trailer. But this one is for 4 very comfortably, seated as they are, standing as they travel across the country. And it's just a great story, a warm story about a woman who loves the animals and is dear and near to my heart. And so we have pictures here and there. So, Kenny, what are people saying about the beginning of this cross-country trip? But, by the way, they're in Nashville now. They've gotten all the way to Nashville over the weekend.
No, not really any comments, mostly just people that are clicking that they like them. But you can see them. We have a special album for Georgette's trip on Facebook. The pictures are also at DougSteffen.com, and if you prefer, they're on Pinterest as well.
So oh, cool.
Out there too.
All right, so we got them all over the place. People can check it out. Sort of a blog of sorts. Speaking of blogs, our Queen of Cheap is here with the deals. What are we going to be focusing on in a few minutes here, Roberta?
Actually, I have no idea because I have no internet at the moment.
Perfect. I like it. Folks, if you think this is a rehearsed program, you can tell for sure.
Here's some evidence for you.
Right, exactly.
My Wi-Fi is not working.
Really? Isn't it great to be so dependent like we are on technology versus the old way of actually digging things up and finding things? One of the things we actually have been talking about here, whether it's desirable or undesirable, the healthcare.gov website. This time of year, there are all of these stories. It's the best of the year. It's the worst of the year. The biggest problems, the biggest stories, blah, 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 bunga. And so the NSA certainly is one that's there, and the healthcare.gov launch is another one. It's interesting about trying to, I guess, and just trying to figure out who do you believe. With regard to the healthcare.gov website, there are two sides to the story. The president said there's no reason for any concern regarding security of the website, whereas a security officer from the healthcare.gov website said there have been 2 serious high-risk findings since the launch of the website. So who do you believe? Do you believe the president says, don't worry, or you believe the person in charge of security who says,
I'd like to say I believe the president, but I might believe the security man instead.
You might?
Yeah. Okay. Anybody else who's on Team Jen?
Who's with Team Jen? Roberta, you don't have to have an internet to make up your mind. You can have a...
Right now I'm concentrating on trying to figure out why I have no internet.
All right, so let's not bother Roberta.
We'll just do our radio show over
here.
The
show.
Yeah, let's not bother with it. That's that. Worry about any of that stuff.
Ken?
Okay, Kenny.
I think the truth is somewhere in between, and I don't know that I believe either completely.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of with the numbers themselves, because the government says today that there are 1.1 million people who have signed up for Obamacare, or the Americans for Affordable Care Act, or whatever it is. And then the other side of the coin is there are some sources that indicate 4 or 5 million people have lost health insurance coverage because of the way the insurance mandate was handled. So probably somewhere between that. I'm not really buying the number of 1.1 million because I think it's probably an exaggeration to make them look good. And I'm not believing the naysayers on the other side that say 4 or 5 million. Somewhere between 1 and 4 is probably the right number, like 2 million people. But no matter how you slice it, more people have lost health insurance coverage than have gained, which seems to be the antithesis of what was desirable. Am I right?
Mm-hmm. Thinking should be that more people should be covered, you would think.
Well, you would think under the circumstances, right. Now, the polls at the end of the year always focusing on how well did you do, how did you think the year went for you, are you better off now than you were when you started 2013? How many people would say yes to that? Jennifer, are you better off now than you were at the beginning of the year?
I have learned a lot this year, yes.
You're better off because of what you've learned.
Yes, this year was a rough year, I think.
A lot of people would use a different sort of, people would say more success equals more money.
Mm-mm.
And I'm not
definitely
sure
this was a tough year financially for me and for the companies that I work with.
Exactly. Yeah. So,
lucky for me.
Good way of putting it, yeah. Kenny, how would you rate this year and where you are at this point?
Until I heard Jennifer's answer, I was going to say 2013 was kind of a crappy year, and I'll be glad to see it go.
Mm-hmm.
But after I heard what she had to say, I learned a lot this year, so there was a lot of value to it.
I told you, this is my theory. It was a very test. It was a trying year. It was a year of tests.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a lot of people learned things this year.
Yeah. All right.
We want to be optimistic.
That's good. I mean, I think you take it apart that way. There were a wide majority of Americans surveyed in this past week who believe that this was the worst year in the history of the country for political reasons.
Ugh, everybody was so vicious and
Congress.
Two sides. Ugh.
The polls show that this Congress is the worst in the lifetime of the people who were polled. 1,000 respondents between the 16th and 19th of December in this poll. The polling director told CNN that sentiments placing the ranking of Congress at the worst is more widespread among older Americans who have seen more Congresses in action. So the younger you are, the less likely you are to think this
I have a theory about this.
And
I think it actually fits in with this survey. The theory is, no, it's not necessarily the Congress that's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
It's the fact that the media has painted politics as a team sport this year more than any other year. And it was so vicious. You know, people were just, you either had a D or an R on your chest, and that was just it. And that's not where the American people are. And I think older Americans remember when Congress, even both sides, would work together for the greater good, and now it's like, nah, I'm taking my ball and I'm going home. I don't want to work with you anymore.
There are no really good leaders like Ronald Reagan and Tip O'Neill.
There needs to be a good charismatic leader we have a charismatic leader. The problem is he takes his ball and he goes home. He doesn't want to play with the other side. We need someone who can bring everybody together again. I don't know who that is. I don't know.
Well, there's a poll also on who the obvious choices might be were there to be an election for president now or this fall. 48% of the respondents to that poll said that they would back New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. 46% said they would support former First Lady and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. The former Secretary of State would be tied, more or less. I mean, there's always a there's an error of, 2 to 3 points on these things?
Mm-hmm.
So if there's only 2 points separating the two of them, I'd say we could suggest that they were neck and neck.
So they did a survey, because I saw that they were both front runners. So they did a survey, if you voted now, would you vote for Christie or Clinton? Okay.
Yes.
And really
right.
Only 2 points?
Yeah, different.
Because she's so, across the country, she's more famous and more well-known. I mean, he's very well-known on the East Coast, but...
Yeah, Christie is.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Well, the fact that Mrs. Clinton holds a wide lead against any other Republicans, the only one that she doesn't have a wide lead over is Christie. She clobbers Ted Cruz.
Oh,
she
sure.
Clobbers Marco Rubio. She clobbers Rick Santorum.
The media would kill any of those three candidates you just mentioned.
Right.
Cruz, Santorum.
Interesting that she only has a 13-point lead over Rand Paul.
That's
and
because
an 8%
young people
lead.
Like him.
Well, Paul Ryan as well. So they're thought of more highly than is Santorum or Cruz or Rubio. And, they're like a 19 or 20-point lead over Rubio. So he's not even a contender. He wouldn't be if it were today. Lots can change. for sure in a couple of years. But I thought that was an interesting poll.
It'll start to really gear up, though, this year, don't you think?
Yeah. You talk about sport. Oy.
We need to have, like, 6 weeks of elections instead of six years.
Yeah, like they do in most other civilized countries, limit the amount of time that they devote to this stuff. But again, as you suggested before, Jennifer, the news media is complicit in all of that. Mm-hmm. Let us see what we can help you with in terms of your own health and well-being. When you get up in the morning and you look in the mirror, you see those bags under your eyes, you see that puffiness under your eyes, you see the crow's feet side of your eyes, you look for a really good cream that will take care of that, or you want to have an operation. I saw somebody touting a 90-minute operation. This is Los Angeles personified. Mm-hmm. You can go to a Los Angeles dermatologist, and in 90 minutes, your face can have a lift. And they use all kinds of things. It's not a permanent. It's not cutting and piecing and all that other stuff. This is using laser and vibratory means. There are all kinds of things that are being used. And the cost is $4,000 for 90 minutes. That is Los Angeles.
$4,000? Hey, what a bargain.
Yeah.
You want to go?
Uh-huh.
We can have a spa day, Doug.
Yeah, right, exactly. Actually, I was trying to figure out how to have a spa day today or tomorrow before I hit the road. Now, let me go back. And that's a nice way to get a facial, but they're very expensive. In the meantime, there's this new GenuCell treatment, the plant stem cell technology that has been used to work on this. This is a cosmetic way of dealing with bags and puffiness and other the lines and the whole sort of thing around your face. The skin stem cells that have been used to prepare this serum, when you touch it, you'll feel how rich and creamy it is. And you'll probably figure out, this is why there were a lot of people that were involved in the testing of this. There were 70 people that were testing around the country the results of this. And after 15 days, 95% had shown improvement. Now, that's really pretty special. GenuCell stem cell therapy, the formulation is from Chamonix, and it really works. Why don't you think seriously about doing something about that puffiness? You can call 800-543-9262 and really do something serious about it. Call for GenuCell. Incredible. The extensive research that was done on this, these people spent a couple of years putting this together, so you know it's been perfected. Treat yourself to the best. Get GenuCell to get rid of the puffs, the buffy stuff, the lines around your eyes, all that stuff. And by the way, when you call 800-543-9262 for your order of GenuCell, you'll get a free jar of Esotique. Mention Doug Steffen when you call 800-543-9262.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes, from back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exogen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough, but the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
It's time to get your game plan ready. Stretch those muscles.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love,
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
High hopes he's got, high hopes he's got, high apple pie in the sky. Hopes. So anytime you're getting low, instead of letting go, just remember that ant. Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant.
Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant.
Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant.
Well, let's see what's developing in the world of popular music. The original version of High Hopes, Frank Sinatra there in the background, brings us around to a new version. Apparently there was a release date of January 14th for a new Bruce Springsteen album called High Hopes, but it became available for purchase and download by Amazon on Saturday. High Hopes could be found on Amazon's mobile website in an MP3 format.
And we all have it.
We do.
I have a whole CD.
All right. So here's his version.
Won't take much to kill us. Love and smile and every
This is High Hopes.
Baby climb in her arms. Give me help. Give me strength. Give the soul a night of fell asleep.
It'll come.
Don't you know these days you pay for everything? Got high hopes.
Has a lot of a Zydeco beat to it.
Good. I don't care for it at all.
I know. I was going to say, shut your ears, Roberta.
No, I like it.
Really? I don't like it at all.
Ken, you like it?
I do. I like Springsteen.
I like Springsteen.
I don't really.
But it's not. It's not. You know, Born in the USA or Glory Days.
It's not real pop.
My favorite.
Gag me. Glory Days is probably my least favorite Bruce song out of all of them.
I know. You said it's your piece, though.
All right. So the story at DougSteffen.com about the new Bruce album, High Hopes. Why did they decide to release it early would be the question a lot of people have. It was a mistake. Oh, was it? Oh.
Yeah. No, it was a mistake. No, they withdrew it. It was only up for like an hour, and they withdrew it.
But you got it.
Of course.
How did you know? Was there an alarm that went off on your computer that wasn't working until 5 minutes ago?
You know, I'm part of the really tight fan community, so, I mean, it all circulated among us.
It's the 18th studio album. The first since Wrecking Ball last year. Marks the first album.
Oh, Miley Cyrus, their duet?
East Street Band.
They wrote Naked on Wrecking Balls together?
Really? All right. Anyway, so this was a big deal. And only lasted for an hour, and there are 12 tracks. So are there any that are sort of pop that I would like, or are they all like that?
Actually, it's a very quiet album. It's very much like, you know, Nebraska or The Ghost of Tom Joad. It's a very quiet album.
Yeah.
Really? I mean, there's no Glory Days type songs on it.
No, okay.
So anyway.
You people are so shallow. You're
yes,
so
we
shallow.
Are. Isn't it terrible? So anyway, the boss and the high hopes and that whole
You don't
deal.
Drown when you're shallow, Roberta.
No. Mm-hmm. That's it. Very good.
That'll let you know how to swim.
Find out the story behind that story at duckstaffin.com and the Toby Keith restaurant in Virginia. That has been opened, and they have a sign on the door, no guns permitted. That has managed to rile up a few people. Our video of the day today, Roberta sent us this one, featuring the exhibits at the University of Oxford in London, coming to life. Wishing you
seasons
greetings.
Isn't that a great
video? There's audio to it, but you really have to see, as Roberta suggested. You got to see the video. Video of the day at DougStaffin.com. All right? And this is something that is one of those very clever. There are a lot of clever people in the world. And this is a pretty good example of somebody being extraordinarily clever. So check it out. Video of the day from the Oxford Museum at DougStaffin.com. 28 minutes after the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, dogs and cats need positive attention, but they will seek negative attention if necessary. If you are too busy to include playtime in your schedule every day, your pet will undoubtedly react by doing something, anything, to get your attention, being chewing the sofa leg or eliminating on the rug or jumping up on everyone when they come to the house. Naturally, you will punish your pet for this behavior, which will create the sought-after contact between you, as unpleasant as it may be. You know, negative attention syndrome, or what so many people describe as animals acting spiteful, quickly reverses itself once the pet is a positive outlet for his energy. It's the quality of time you spend together that's important, not the quantity. You know, a lot of people will call me up and they say, listen, my dog doesn't listen to me at all, but if I yell at him, the dog really responds. Well, just like young kids, if they're not getting positive attention, they'll respond to negative attention. Any attention is better than no attention at all. That's why it's important to pay a lot of attention to your dogs or cats when they're doing everything right. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they asked me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system, and a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Stephen, good day program with some meat in our conversation, literally and figuratively, after Roberta checks the Queen of Cheap report. A little bit of a delay there. No biggie. A lot of people are holding their breath, so we'll get to that in a few moments. Other things going on in this half hour include Jennifer checking in with the most pirated television shows of this past year. There's an interesting reality. And also we have... So we have a special thing going on in the Today Show. Roberta, New York City.
Yes.
The last supper before bankruptcy at the newly opened Empire Steakhouse on West 52nd. Serving up a wallet-busting New Year's Eve dinner for two. Price tag?
Yeah.
$10,000.
What do you get for that? Goodness.
You get to start the new year broke.
The economy is improving, says the owner. People come ready to spend money. This is a five-course menu called the Emperor's Delight. It starts off with 2 pounds of caviar.
Oh, goodness.
Followed by a salad course of poached pears with Merlot.
I like that.
Goat cheese, dandelions, figs, and macadamia nuts.
All right.
Yum.
Light and tasty so far. Let's see here. Next, the intermezzo course. Of a wine so delicious you can dip your bread in it, the manager says, accompanied by lemon sorbet to cleanse your palate. The main course is melt-in-your-mouth Kobe steak with pan-seared mushrooms, vintage port, South African lobster tail. Let's see here, cooked in champagne sauce, a black truffle, and white asparagus. You'll have a bottle of 2010 Chateau Lafite Rothschild.
Oh, there goes some money. Yeah.
How much is that?
That's a lot of money.
Really?
For 2010? Yeah. Really?
I mean, it's not going to be stuttering. Right. It's not going to be a 1983 where you're going to pay, you know, $4,500 for a bottle or, you know, $20,000 for a bottle. But it's still a good
wine. Why is this better than Gallo's? What is there about this that's better than a Gallo wine?
It's all in the making, Dennis.
Really?
Yeah.
It's all in how much they can trade on their name, I think. Much anything else. All right. Last in this menu is dessert. 3-layer chocolate torte with raspberry and gold leaf.
Gold leaf. There you go.
Louis the Eighth cognac pudding.
That's also very expensive, Louis.
Really? So the story is at DougStefan.com. Do you know this restaurant, Empire Steakhouse?
Yeah, I know where it is.
Yeah, you're easy.
So
there?
You say gin? No. You say gin. So most of that price tag is because of the wines, you would say.
I'd say the caviar, probably. Probably, but still, that's $10,000. I don't think it's too much for just that.
Is that per person or per couple?
No, it's $10,000 for two.
No, $5,000
for two. Yeah.
Still,
that's a lot of money.
You
want to
go, Roberta? I could fly.
Yeah,
out.
Well,
you
want to
take me to dinner?
You want to treat me?
I was thinking if I flew, you would take me out, but.
Really?
Well, all those dinners I've missed out there in California, you can treat me to this one here in New York.
Uh-huh. I see how you do.
Imagine
it.
Imagine something as silly as that. It is just plain silly.
I wonder if anybody is like cojone enough to dine and dash.
Right. Just leave it up.
Better yet, Jen, take home a doggy bag.
I know. Uh-huh. Are you kidding? I would take everything home, including the silverware on the table. Bring a big purse.
Take home the crumbs on the tablecloth.
Bunga, bunga. All right, 23 before the hour. Jennifer also has a story, the latest on Phil Robertson and the suspension heretofore on A&E. So the Duck Dynasty thing comes up, the television report, which comes up after our Queen of Cheap report, which comes up right now on Good Day, as Roberta is going to focus.
She's
focus.
Focus. Focus, Roberta.
Yes,
focus.
I'm focusing.
It's Roberta Fessinelli.
I have the view page on, like, double large, so I can see it. Focus. Now, if you've got some holiday photos you want to put up on the wall, well, how about a photo canvas? You can get a free one, 8x10, from Photo Canvas People. And we have the links for you at DougStephan.com. Sesame Street has some online books you can read to the little ones, and you can get them absolutely free. We tell you how at DougStephan.com. And if you overate this holiday season, oh, man, did I overeat, you can get a free Prilosec sample. Not that it'll do you any good at this point, but maybe you want to overeat for New Year's, you know.
Overdrink.
Free gift cards and cash from iSay. This is a survey site for adults where you can go and take surveys, and they give you points and stuff. And Pinecone Research, which is another survey site. This is a great way for your college kid to make a couple of money, a couple of bucks. They're making those for 18 to 24-year-olds. They pay $3 per survey. You fill out a form, and if you qualify, they'll send you like three, four surveys a week. So, hey, you know, it's easy money for your college student or anybody who's 18 to 24. And we have all of the information on how to participate in the surveys and get paid and all these other great deals at the Queen of Cheap section at DougStephan.com.
Next to that is the Supermarket Guru box. Phil Lempert, who is the Supermarket Guru, wants you to resolve in the new year to eat more fruits and more veggies. And he talks about how supermarkets are going to make that a play or a plan. They want you to eat more veggies. Apparently there's more money in veggies and fruit. So let's sell some more, make you healthier. Because they are charging more money for things that are healthy. You know that. You can buy, that's why the country's in the state that it's in, you can buy cheap food and die. Or buy lots of drugs to make yourself get better, hopefully. Or you can buy stuff that's a little more expensive, that's a little more desirable, like fruits and vegetables. And the markup is, by the way, it's ridiculous how they measure this. The farmer doesn't get the money. The processor middlemen are the ones who get the money. That's where the money goes. It does not go to the farmer, which is a rather strange reality in our world, but it is part of what goes on in the food processing industry. So the question comes on what we eat and how we are preparing ourselves for the new year. I thought it was pretty interesting. The employee website, sponsored by McDonald's last week, the warning saying that the typical meal at the Big Arches is an unhealthy choice. The site was quickly shut down. But the first time such a warning was issued was even worse, because the official warning came from the fast food giant itself, appeared in hundreds of thousands of ads across the country saying, remember, this was back in 2002, in France, the ad playing on concerns about children and obesity warned, quote, there are no reasons to eat excessive amounts of junk food, nor to go more than once a week to McDonald's. Corporate headquarters was outraged, but that was the franchisee of McDonald's in France ran that ad. So you can imagine.
Seems a little counterproductive, but okay.
It does, though, doesn't it, huh? Okay, now, working a little bit more closely into what is the major product at McDonald's, and that's hamburger, understanding what has happened to our culture, not only in terms of obesity, but the situation that has become well known. As a macrobiologist who happened to be a member of Congress, her name, Representative Louise Slaughter, which is an interesting name for a story about beef and what is in beef and why it is that you may be sicker, not just because of the weight you're putting on, but the antibiotics that have been used in the beef to make them bigger. You've heard the stories over and over again about how beef has been treated with, and dairy cows as well, have been treated with these antibiotics to make them healthier, supposedly, and to get them to produce more, and in the case of beef, to grow faster. They've given that stuff to chickens and turkeys and pigs and all sorts of things. But remember, antibiotics has been used in our country, well, around the world, really, to treat common infections. So bacteria are developing resistance to these antibiotics because there's antibiotics in the meat that we are eating. You get it? You following this?
Mm-hmm.
So you eat the meat that has been shot up with antibiotics.
And you're getting it, too.
And you're getting it as well. So instead of promoting or preventing diseases, it contributes to a public health crisis. That is, according to the CDC, the antibiotics that we have around now that we used to use to get after some of the things that were bad for us are no longer effective because of all of the beef that we have eaten that has been administered low doses of antibiotics. So it has not helped at all. I'm looking at some of the pictures of these things and thinking back to the salmonella outbreaks that have happened. I'm not usually very much in favor of the FDA or what it does, but in this circumstance, the fact that it's calling attention only because this representative has made a lot of noise about it, I think is something for us to think about. In other words, very quickly, what I'm saying here, or what they're saying, is that the animals that are being fed or shot up with these antibiotics, in the process of that, it gets into the meat and stays in the meat. So when you're eating a hamburger or a turkey burger or a chicken burger or whatever it is that you're eating from any of these animals, you're not only doing yourself a disservice in eating processed foods, but you're also killing the ability of normal antibiotics to do any good in your body because by in any circumstance, when you take a little bit of something, it's like the immune system. It builds up your resistance to it. That's why I think you should get dirty when you're young, because you build up an immunity to dirt and germs and bacteria and that sort of thing. Well, with the same thing in mind, what's happening here is people are eating this hamburger that was shot up with antibiotics, and the public is not protected at all. And because there's been so much noise from the food processors not to label the food. I mean, if you had, would you choose, if you looked in the meat case at the grocery store and you saw this meat treated by with antibiotics and this food is not treated with it, you'd probably buy the stuff without antibiotics, right?
I'd hope to. If I could afford it, I sure would.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And so under the circumstances, these guys don't want to label the food because they don't want you to know what you're buying. And thus, you make yourself, if you're eating meat, susceptible to more and more and more diseases. Is that a story that makes sense? Did I clarify it and
mm-hmm.
made it understandable?
Yes.
Sometimes I worry that I get so passionate about this stuff that I don't make it as clear as it ought to be. But I think that's as clear as the nose on your face. And that's why when they legalized doing this in 1977, there was a hue and cry. People say, wait till you find out what the effects of this is going to be. And in fact, the effects are what was predicted. More disease, not as much prevention, and lots of meat being used that ought not to be put in our bodies. All right, some food for thought. Doug Steffen time, 16 before the hour. Jennifer up next with the television report here on Good Day.
Perry locked himself out of his car. Should he A, call his amateur wrestler friend with fists of steel, or B, get roadside assistance from the Geico mobile app? The correct answer is B. The Geico mobile app uses GPS, so Perry can get roadside assistance quickly without saying a word. It's like telepathy. Perry's steel-fisted friend would dent up the door and break stuff. Geico's mobile app is speedy and makes it easy for Perry to get roadside assistance with the tap of his finger.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes, from back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face.
I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-489-9306. 1-800-489-9306. That's 1-800-489-9306. 1-800-489-9306.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
Criminal background checks should be required of all foreigners wanting to work in the U.S. That requirement may seem more complicated than it really is. National security is a government responsibility. But if you look at the issue through the lens of liberty, you realize that bureaucracy may not be the right answer, even to a national security question. One plan would actually grant provisional legal status to people who are in the U.S. illegally before requiring criminal background checks. But its requirements are so complex that it could take years to process them all. In the meantime, our society is in danger as millions remain in the U.S. unchecked. Private companies routinely do background checks for their businesses. They take 10 to 20 minutes and are funded by user fees, not tax dollars. Government just doesn't do everything better.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
All right, big news for the Duck Dynasty fans. And also, I guess we ought to go through some of those pirated shows. There are a lot of them. This sort of surprises me. But first, why don't you give us the lowdown on Phil Robertson?
Well, good news, Dougie, and no big surprise here if you're a Duck Dynasty fan. A&E announced Friday that they reversed their decision to put Duck Dynasty star Phil Robertson on indefinite hiatus following his anti-gay and racist comments in GQ magazine. As a global media content company, A&E Network's core values are centered around creativity, inclusion, and mutual respect. We believe it is a privilege for our brands to be invited into people's homes, and we operate with a strong sense of integrity and deep commitment to these principles.
That's called...
Here we should just quack, quack, quack.
Right, quack, quack, quack. Quack, 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 quack.
Also today is a program reminder as your morning gets started. NBC's Today Show is bringing back two of their very popular hosts from the past. Jane Pauley and Brian Gumbel will be appearing together today on the Today Show. So check it out. But keep the Good Day Show on while you check it out.
Yeah, just watch the pictures. Listen to the background. Yeah.
There is no reason. They got together last year for the first time since they had been on the air together to celebrate the Today Show's 60th anniversary. So they're bringing them back today just for some fun at the end of the year. And Jane Pauley appears on the Today Show monthly with a reoccurring segment about older Americans starting new careers. So there you go. Now, onto the list of the top 10 most pirated shows of 2013. This is from the piracy news site Torrent Freak, which is what some of my friends call me. They call you that too, Dougie? Torrent Freak? All right, at number 10, Arrow. At number 9, Vikings.
What is Arrow? I don't even know what that is.
It's on the CW, I think.
Really?
I think. Number 9.
It's a superhero show.
Yeah, there you go. Number 9.
CW is basically for kids, right?
Young adults.
Yeah, okay.
Vikings at number 9, Homeland at number 8. I'm going to start watching that this year. I have no idea. I just know the football team. Number 7 is Suits. Number 6, How I Met Your Mother. Number 5, Dexter. Number 4, The Big Bang Theory. Number 3, Roberta, The Walking Dead.
There you go.
Number 2, Breaking Bad. And number 1, Game of Thrones.
Wow.
I find Suits to be quite an interesting show. Anybody else watch that?
I haven't watched it yet, but I would like to see it. I've heard good things
about it. It's a very interesting show. Kenny, you watch it at all?
I haven't seen it yet. I've been meaning to catch it.
But. I'm looking at all of these shows. I have not seen any of them except for Suits. A little bit of Homeland once in a while.
The Game of Thrones season finale was illegally downloaded 5.9 million times, so I think you're the only one.
Really? Must be. Listen, a little violent for me, I think, under the circumstances. But good news for the A&E crowd and Phil Robertson fans. 51 after on Good Day.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now on the Doug Staffin Good Day program for Dr. Ken Kronhaus to bring us up to date on a number of the stories that are making medical news this week, brought to you by the folks who bring you Heart Factors Plus. So, a lot of people over the holiday season have eaten a lot of nuts. There have been a lot of people who have speculated. This is sort of science gone awry. When you heard over recent years of all of the allergies and people look out for peanuts, look out for cashews, look out for this nut, that nut. Well, apparently there is another side to this story, Ken.
Well, this is science winding it back in. And this is this week out of the Journal of the American Medical Association, Doug, that children of women who regularly eat peanuts or tree nuts during pregnancy, they appear to be at lower risk for nut allergies than other kids. This is the first study to demonstrate that a mother who eats during nuts during pregnancies may help build up a baby's tolerance to them after birth. The effects seem to be strongest in women who ate the most peanuts or tree nuts. This was five or more servings per week. And if anyone doesn't know what a tree nut is, I actually looked it up. It's an almond, Brazil nut, cashew, chestnut, filbert, hazelnut, macadamia nut, pecans, pistachios, and walnuts. I'm getting hungry.
You know, this is really annoying. You get right down to the brass tacks of this. How foolish. We all understand, or we all ought to, if we've had any kind of biology, how the immune system works. We were talking about this same basic thing with regard to washing your hands with those antibacterial soaps and other things that affect the immune system. If you have in your system the, in this case, eating nuts, whatever they are, it builds up the immunity in the baby. It well, seems to me this is common sense. And
well,
why
the concern here was that some people have been concerned that there's a safety issue with pregnant women eating, consuming all this.
Hmm.
But,
who
you
said
know,
that?
Common sense
that
is not
from?
Always what happens.
Some people.
When,
who are some people?
Body.
Who are the people that said this? Where did it come from, that information? You know, I mean,
it's out there.
I know, but it's like a lot of other stuff that's out there. It's nonsense.
But this reassures people because this is a big deal if you're pregnant these days.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a big deal because somebody in the news media or some goofball has made it a big deal. It isn't. I mean, you got all these people who are afraid. There's some schools that don't allow your kids to bring peanut butter sandwiches to school
this
because
is
they're afraid that the kids will trade sandwiches and some kid will have an allergy to peanuts and go, bah, 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 bah. It's nonsense. Okay, I think I got that taken care of. The focus on high blood pressure. Let's talk about the fact that in America, even with all the information, there are a lot of people who don't get it, Ken.
This is out of Circulation, Cardiovascular, and Quality Outcomes, January edition. 1 in 3 American adults, we know Doug has high blood pressure, but high blood pressure, it's a preventable and treatable risk factor for a heart attack and stroke. But about 1/4 of adults who have high blood pressure in America don't know they have it. And among those who do know they have the condition, many are not likely to get it under control.
All right, and then there's a sort of correlative story about people having heart problems in general, and this is the time of year. Are they psychological? Are they brought about by physical activity or lack thereof, eating too much? What brings this problem around?
Well, not to dampen any spirits, but studies show heart trouble spike this time of year, Doug. The increase includes fatal and non-fatal heart attacks and less serious condition, which is dubbed holiday heart syndrome. It's an irregular heartbeat caused by too much booze. Reasons for the seasonal increase are uncertain. Theories include cold weather, overindulgence, and stress. But flu might also be a factor, since the virus can cause inflammation that also can stress the heart. And also, people just don't want to go to the hospital this time of year, so symptoms just don't get taken care of.
All right. All the more reason for you to understand the benefit of using Heart Factors Plus.
Doug and gentlemen, if you haven't ordered Heart Factors yet, this is your best chance. There's only one left in the Heart Factors Plus Christmas and holiday season sale at Chamonix. Heart Factors Plus, it's an all-natural formula. It boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widens the arteries and improves their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure levels and boost libido and sexual performance for men safely and naturally. Heart Factors will work for you or your money back, no question. Questions asked. Give yourself the gift of healthier blood pressure and improved cardiovascular health. Might just be the very best gift you get this time, this holiday season. So why don't you call them right now?
800-621-6313 is the number. Heart Factors Plus, good all year round. And when you call that number, 800-621-6313 now. Mention Dr. Ken, you get a brand new CoQ10 fish oil formula. 800-621-6313.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.